You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey, look out, it's episode 318 of the Soulforge podcast.
Welcome to the Soulforge, a place of silent mystery, quiet contemplation, and outright mayhem. Join your host, Sean Vanderloo, as he guides you through the adventures of living. Together, we'll talk about life and love, sex and dating, joy and heartache, memories and loss, and so much more. Don't worry, it's not nearly as pretentious as it sounds. Get ready for life, the universe, and everything on the Soulforge.
Hey everybody, it's Sean.
And Leah.
And we are here in downtown Milwaukee with
Dakota.
And Luke.
And you will remember Dakota and Luke from a couple episodes back in the day. I think the last one was about a year ago or so when we did the 90 Day Fiancé before you moved here. So for a catch up, for anybody who hasn't been listening, and I don't know why you haven't been, Luke and Dakota are living here in Milwaukee. They've been dating and married now. How long were you dating for? When did you get together? We've been drinking as well, so there's some of that. when did you guys get together?
We were together for 5 years. I don't remember when we got together.
Okay.
I don't remember.
I mean, I came up, it was Christmas, 27th is, I think, 27th or 28th, my birthday, that I went up to go visit.
What was that, 2018? So.
Yeah.
We'll say 2018.
Okay. Somewhere ish. Around there. All 2018, right. So 2019.
Okay. So right now, as we're talking, it's the end of March, and it was exactly a year ago that I brought you here to Milwaukee so that you could be with this man.
Exactly.
Yes. So what was it? It was, I don't know. It was a rough ride getting you here.
Oh.
I don't know if we ever did an episode about that, but there was all kinds of border issues, but we finally got you here.
More importantly, I finally got my shelf.
Yes, that's true. That's true. We tried to get you here last year. They didn't like how you looked like you were moving in, even though you were supposed to only visit for 2 weeks. But anyways, long story short, this weekend, Leah and I came for a visit because you'd been here a year now.
Yeah.
We brought you your shelf and a couple knickknacks, odds and ends and stuff.
I have all my stuff here. I'm officially moved.
That's right. That's right. But the big news is that not only have you been here a year, you guys got married last September.
Yes. September 15th is National Friend Day. No, sorry, National Thank You Day.
Ah.
That's why I thought it was really sweet.
Very sweet. So you've been married now for 6.5 months.
Yes.
And you've lived here for exactly a year.
Yeah.
How's it going? The people want to know.
Actually, really great. I'm really happy here. I'm thriving way more than I ever was in Timmins.
Timmins, the land that culture forgot.
Seems like a lot of people don't thrive there.
Nobody thrives in Timmins. No, this is true.
Like, being here, when I was in Timmins, I never wanted my license. Ever. Wanted nothing to do with driving. I wanted to stay at home and not explore anything. Now that I'm here, I'm like, hey, I want to go. I want to get my license. I want to drive. I can't yet because I don't have my proper IDs or whatnot.
Right.
But once I get that, I'm going to get my license so that I can go.
There you go. And Luke, you moved to Wisconsin from?
Arizona.
And how was that for a culture shock?
Really not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I wasn't built for the heat of Arizona. 116, 120. What is that in? 40s, 40 pluses. 30s,
40s.
Yeah, it was terrible. So I moved up here, not only to be closer, so the move on Dakota was easier, but because I wanted out of the heat. And so I was expecting a really big culture shock. The community I would be in would be different, but really wasn't. Being in Arizona, being so close to Mexico, there's a big Hispanic culture. I come here, big Hispanic culture. So, to me, it's just more of the same day-to-day. the weather hasn't had too much of an impact, and that is the biggest of the changes.
Yeah, because it's not scorching hot here.
Yeah. I'm not worried to go outside and melt my... get a sunburn from the wind.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And Leah.
What?
This was your first time here in Milwaukee?
Yes.
How did you find our travel?
It was good. I found that there was a lot of gaps in populated areas.
Yes.
Kind of like driving in northern Ontario, you know, like heading up towards Wawa and Marathon and right. all that area. You get these gaps of development. So, yeah, stuff like that. It was lots of fun, though, to have all the Jeep drivers waving at us.
Yes, that's a big American thing. It's not so big in Canada.
No, and we got ducked.
We did get ducked. We were out and about yesterday. It's Easter weekend for anybody who's listening to this sometime in the future. And we did some exploration mm-hmm. on our way here.
Yep.
Stopped at dollar stores and other places, Walmarts and whatnot. And at one of our stops, somebody put a little duck on our Jeep.
It was at Meijer.
Yeah, okay.
It was at a Meijer. And yeah, we came by and we were headed to the Jeep and there was a duck on the running board.
It was a duck with a cowboy hat and a bandana.
Yeah, he's got some bling going.
He does.
Yeah.
It's a very shiny cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently that's a thing.
Yes, so I took a photo.
You did.
Yep, and we'll post it on the Soul Forge.
Yes,
podcast
we'll have to do
page.
That.
And now we have to pass him along. So we have to figure out where it is that we're going to put said duck. Are we going to take him back to Canada? Or are we going to do, you know, duck someone else here in the U.S.?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll just do whatever the spirit moves us to do.
I guess so.
Yes, that's right.
You guys are deep into Jeep culture now.
Yes, we are.
In fact, as we were out exploring today, the four of us, we were at the mall, and a guy came up to talk to us about our Jeep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So... He seemed to like it. I think the attraction is the color.
It is
different for a lot of people. And yeah, it's not your standard black or red or orange or anything like that. Yeah.
Do you know what the color of our Jeep is called? The dog is eating pop bottles. Yes, you're very cute, but you got to stop that.
No, I don't. What's the color of your Jeep?
What would you think it was called just by looking at it?
Blue?
Cyan? Turquoise?
Okay, fair.
Green blue?
Yeah. Bikini pearl.
Oh, that's fancy.
Right. You would never guess it's green from that color, would you?
I would not.
No,
blue. It's like a turquoise.
It's turquoise. Yeah.
It's a turquoise.
Yeah. Metallic turquoise.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bikini pearl.
Yeah, bikini pearl.
That's what it's called.
That's funny.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it attracts everybody.
It attracts everybody, yeah.
Yeah. It does.
Mm-hmm.
You know what also attracts everybody?
What?
This promo for another podcast right here on...
the ESO Network.
What's new on the 42cast? Let's ask my co-hosts.
We're talking about Doctor Who.
Comic book shows and movies.
And we're talking about all things Star Trek.
And so much more.
Check us out on Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and iTunes.
It's only on the 42cast, your ultimate answer to fandom, geekiness, and everything.
So Nathan... when are we finally talking Babylon 5?
And we're back to talk about more international love stuff. So I asked you when Luke wasn't around if he beat you.
Yes, you did. You did ask me that.
And you said?
No, he doesn't. I am very much treated like a princess here.
Yes. Yes.
He spoils me rotten.
Yeah, I do have to say he's been a very gracious host.
Yes, yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Tell us some of the ways that you spoil this lady.
Well, I cook her actual food now instead of...
He loves cooking. So he cooks me meals. He brings me the meals.
He does.
Yeah.
Just in general, I'll try my best to make sure that she's drinking water. She has stuff when she needs it. She doesn't have to go out of her way to get anything she needs. That's the big thing.
And you work and you pay the bills?
Yes.
I didn't realize that my love language was acts of service until, like, physically being with him. Because that's all he does and that I feel loved. He does everything for me.
I've seen this over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Luke, what does she do for you?
Sit here and look pretty.
Sit there and look pretty. No, honestly, a big part of... if talking about love languages, is just quality time. So it's genuinely just having another presence there that I feel safe with is the most she could ever do for me, and it makes me feel loved and appreciated.
I was just going to say, you feel loved and you feel fulfilled.
Yes.
And everything's good.
Yeah, because if I don't have that, like, just safety around for me, I just am immediately uncomfortable, and I'm like, I gotta do something different.
Mm-hmm.
With Dakota here, it's like, I can be anywhere in the house, I know she's going to be there, and it is a comforting and loved feeling.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, did you expect it was going to be like that before you guys moved in together? Because you guys were on, like, phone calls, like, whenever you were awake and not working.
Yes.
Even sometimes when we were working. Right. When I was working, sorry.
Dora, the dog. Dora, you want to be on the podcast? Are you feeling ignored? Is that what's going on here?
Come here.
I think so.
She's a little out of whack because we're all sitting on the floor.
Yes, that's probably what it is.
So what have we done while we've been here?
Well, what have we done? Let's see. We drove from the Sioux to Milwaukee on Friday, which was yesterday. Today's actually Saturday night.
Yes.
What have we done? We went to the mall today. We went to the Hot Wheels flea market, which was an absolute disaster. What a junk store. It wasn't
just
Hot Wheels.
It smelled like old people.
Yes. Yeah.
It just smelled like
old people.
It was
all kinds of junk. Christmas decorations, old toys, you name it.
Anybody who wants to learn how not to set up a booth,
go to Finch's vendor show.
It's
not good.
Not good.
No.
Everything was everywhere. Everything was dusty. And
to be fair, we went there last year as well, and nothing had changed.
No, it looked exactly the same.
It was the exact same. The desk I saw that I also had growing up
was still there.
Yeah, it was absolutely still there.
Oh, there's a siren. I don't know if the microphone's going to pick that up.
Also went to Piggly Wiggly's today.
Oh, yes, we went to the Piggly Wiggly grocery store because none of us had ever been there before.
I didn't even know it existed.
Right.
Yeah.
It was something you heard on The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. And also on Steel Magnolias, as well as Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
It has a lot of publicity for having some of the worst tamales I've ever had.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What else did we do?
We went to the mall, the Goodwill,
Barnes and Noble.
Yeah,
a couple.
That mall is one of the last, like, large scale standing and popular malls that I know in the States.
Okay. Saw an active Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a Chuck E. Cheese. That's true.
Cheese. We didn't go in. But
no.
We know it's there. We know it's up and running still.
That's right.
Yes. And when we talked to Wyatt about Five Nights at Freddy's, you know, Five Nights at Freddy's has really sort of, I don't know about rejuvenated the idea of animatronics, because Disney has had animatronics for quite some time, but sort of, I guess, brought to light the idea of a children's party restaurant with animatronics and all of that.
Right.
So, that's exciting.
Oh, what did you get from Marketplace down here?
I got a DVD of the movie Song of the South.
Right, which is canceled.
It's banned.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's considered very racist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And none of us have actually ever seen the thing.
No.
But now you have it.
Now I have a copy.
A copy of a sealed DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All sealed, all brand new still.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and over the last couple months, I've been sending all my eBay purchases here.
Yes.
Because, surprisingly, if you order something on eBay in Canada, not only is it 3 times the shipping cost, it takes about 4 weeks to get here.
Yes.
There. So I shipped everything to Dakota and Luke because I knew we were coming.
Yes.
And not only was it cheaper for shipping, it only took 3 or 4 days.
Mm. It was like Christmas. You got to open a bunch of presents.
Yeah, there was probably about 15 boxes that we opened.
So how many additions to the Hot Wheels collection have you added since coming?
That would probably be about 200 pieces.
There was one specifically heavy box.
Yeah, it was all loose. There was about 100 cars in there.
My favorite was the ball.
The ball?
You had a bunch of them wrapped up like in
a ball.
Oh,
yes, the ball. the wrapped up ball of... I didn't even open all those things.
No.
But, there's a lot.
The packaging was diverse and interesting.
Quite,
there you go.
Quite
from
so.
All
yes.
of these sellers.
Yeah, so I got a bunch of red lines, some old cases, and just some other random things.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so I'm gonna have to find room for those back home.
Oh yay!
It's your favorite. I'm telling
you, you got to hang them from the ceiling.
I'm gonna have to do something. I don't know what yet, but
yes, absolutely.
With the records, we were thinking of doing a record wall of sorts.
That would be cool.
Because you know, it's something to display, much like those. It's got to find a way to show it before anything.
Yes, that's right. Now back to your love life. The people want to know. It's been a year that you've been here. 6.5 months since you've been married. What kind of challenges have you faced, and what lessons have you learned?
The government is ridiculous.
Okay.
Honestly, been the biggest challenge. That's, everything yeah. else kind of has paled in comparison to working with our lawyer. And
so much paperwork.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of back and forth. I had to go and get my biometrics like 3 different times.
Mm.
It's all to the government. They
should have
for that. They don't communicate, though. I had to get passport-style photos. I had to get 8 of them.
8?
Yeah.
I needed 4 as well.
Yeah. Because they have to send them to each department, I guess.
Okay.
So, and they need copies or something.
The people at the biometric area know her now, so.
Yeah. Oh. When I walked in, they were like, hey, do you remember me? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, you're the Canadian, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I am. I'm the Canadian, so they recognize me there.
I guess that's good.
Yeah. And it really,
they know I'm quick. Not a threat.
It honestly made it really quick.
I guess it would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no, I was expecting to sit there and wait, you know, a good half of the day, and it ends up only taking, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes?
Yeah.
On that one.
Well, because they still need one at a time.
The third time, of course.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just a lot of waiting and just holding our breath to make sure nothing goes wrong.
Of
course. As far as interpersonal challenges, it's not been that many.
No.
You know, there's a couple things that I do that are a pet peeve and vice versa. I think one of the big ones is I leave the cabinet doors open.
Ah.
Because I'm constantly grabbing things from them cooking and everything, so I leave them open, and I just don't even think about it. So that's something I've found myself having to work on.
So we have security cameras.
Yeah.
And we were out and about and forgot to write down our grocery list, but I write it on the fridge. So he was like, oh, let me just open up the security camera and I'll see if I can read it from the monitor.
Nice.
I'm like, yeah, good plan. Yeah, he left the cupboards open, so it blocked him and he couldn't see.
It blocked specifically the fridge.
Of course it did.
Everything else you could see just fine. It just blocked the fridge.
He's like, wow, my own downfall, huh?
That's good.
So it's been very minor things like that, because of our communication for 5 years straight,
mm-hmm.
we pretty much were brutally honest with each other for those 5 years. So it was that communication had already been done by the time we moved in together, because that's all we had to do.
Of course.
So it's definitely helped with our process, like. Would we have preferred to, you know, be moved in together sooner? Yeah, probably, but I think
we were planning on it before COVID.
Yeah.
And well, COVID hit and that delayed everything.
That is true.
It all up.
I kind of forget. COVID is a blur.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you could do it all over again, what would you do differently before
Stop
moving
COVID.
Here?
No.
Like, would you have done any different paperwork? Would you have done something?
This was still the quickest way for us to deal with it.
Okay.
For, like, me to get here and to be able to stay here. We probably would have tried to file for the fiancé visa ahead of time and gone through with that.
Technically, we did.
We did, but the paperwork never got through. They never confirmed anything.
They never cashed
they
the
never,
check.
Yeah, so, like, they didn't get it.
Yeah.
That's what happened with it.
USPS.
Yeah, you can't trust those mail people.
Yeah.
No.
Specifically USPS, that's fine.
So Dakota, what about for you? What are the, I guess, the major differences that you found being a Canadian living in the States? Is there anything that you
miss from Canada that maybe is missing here?
Diana sauce.
Well, we brought you 4 bottles.
You did. I'm really happy about that. That's like the only thing, because they have pretty much everything here. I didn't miss Putzen. I don't miss it. Yeah. I don't crave it or anything like that. There's no other real Canadian foods that I crave. Most things are here. And because I moved from Timmins to here, Timmins doesn't have next day delivery. Timmins doesn't have Amazon that's so close. I get so many things here so fast.
I guess you do.
Everything is like right at my fingertips, right? Mm-hmm. So it's easier here. I don't want to go back.
Me neither.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I lived in this place for a year, and the quality of the house has just gone up as well, because again, being a guy living alone is it's one, you know, you have the minimal amount of things.
That's right. Sorry, last time you were here we had totes.
Yes.
We didn't have actual furniture.
That's true. Yes, you had totes everywhere for coffee tables.
For coffee tables, we didn't have a lamp. We didn't have anything in the bathroom set up.
That's true.
We didn't have most things. So I forget that we have all this furniture now.
Yeah. Big changes.
I've changed the bachelor pad.
She's definitely turned the house into a home. More so than anything.
And you're happy.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely been a positive change for everyone involved. My parents are happier coming up as well to visit. You know, everyone feels a little more comfortable than the prison cell of a living room I had before, you know.
Of course.
The big bachelor pad that you had.
Yeah.
So more changes to come for you guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Not only with the legal process of things, she'll be getting her actual documentation here soon. Actual IDs and visas and so on.
You're going to be a real girl.
I will. Mm-hmm. I am more in the U.S. system than I've ever been in the Canadian one.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Like, well, they've taken my picture from multiple angles.
The medical files might say otherwise.
Well, no. They've had to take my fingerprints at like every step of the way. When I first crossed the border with you, I remember. Yeah. So they took my fingerprints, what, like 3 different times at that time.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to go get biometrics like 3 different times. And that's more fingerprints that they take. They're not just confirming it, they're taking it too.
Yeah.
So it's, I am positive I'm more in the U.S. system than
I would
ever
say you
been.
Are. Yes, definitely.
And I know as far as for our next project together, we're working on our backyard to garden and actually become a little bit more self-sufficient as far as vegetables and such goes, because there is so much you can do in a metro neighborhood city kind of thing. But at least helping out with that so we can spend less on groceries, we can have a lot more variety with a little bit of patience. You know, obviously, it's not going to 100% solve, but it gives us a project to work on, which is important for both of us. To have something to do together.
Oh, definitely.
And it is sparks both of our creativity as far as for my need to do things in general, practical things, which is the garden and all that kind of stuff. So that's our next big change project we're working on, besides, again, that legal battle with the U.S. government. But it is, we're just trying to make sure our day-to-day is good. We're keeping in communication with our family because we're both pretty far from them now.
Yes.
So it's those little day-to-day, just take it as it is.
But it's all been worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And you wouldn't change a thing.
No.
There you go. That's all that matters. And what do you think of Milwaukee?
It's fine. It's a lot like Toronto. It's a big metro
it's very
city.
Busy.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very busy. Mm-hmm.
I forget the actual number of people here, but it's wild for
millions.
The amount of area.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of little towns in one area.
It is, for sure.
Yep. And we got to visit today a lot of those little areas. We got to visit, you know, a couple of different of those, and we got to see the architectural differences.
Oh, yeah.
It looked a lot like the income levels were different.
Big time.
For where you went. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's it? Fine. Does that mean you're going to come back? I don't see why not.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Take the flight next time.
maybe don't drive the 7 hours.
Yeah, it's a long drive.
It is a long drive. We enjoy each other's company, so I don't know about him, but I found it pretty easy coming, and usually it's easier going. So
yeah.
I'm never one for long road trips, so that's more my suggestion. I've always been for flights.
Well, we had our snacks and our satellite radio. Yeah, there you go. we stopped a few times to stretch and.
That is an important part of it.
Yeah.
Well, my family's always been, you're in, we're going. That's where it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is better to take those breaks, as we found out.
It is better, but my family is also very much get in, we're going. Like, it's always just been, okay, we're going.
Yeah,
we're not stopping.
Mm-hmm.
You can hold it.
Mm-hmm.
You got another hour in you.
It was really nice to be able to drive because we've been doing a lot of flying lately.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And it was nice not to have to cross the Mackinac Bridge.
There you go. Yeah, I know that's not your favorite.
No.
Especially with what's going on with bridges lately. It's always best to avoid those.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, we can't avoid the International Bridge.
That's
we
true.
Do have to go back, cross back over to Canada. But
yeah.
We went on the Rainbow Bridge today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what it
was
called.
Yes, we did.
But...
Yeah, that bridge at night, of course, is
at
lit
night,
up full rainbow colors.
Oh.
You
know,
of course, I think they change it for holidays, but for the most part, that's just set to a default rainbow.
Hmm.
It is nice, though.
One thing I noticed, a lot of people say Canadians are very polite, but I found a lot of people here very polite.
Oh, yes.
They were very nice people.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just as an example, I do think one lady was a little shocked today as we were leaving. I was like, I held open the door and everything. And she's like, oh, thank you. I'm like, thank you. You know, no, all good. And have a nice day. She's like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, what, no one ever said that? It's like,
probably not. You just made her weak.
Yeah, it just is like, so it's obviously there's people on both sides of it everywhere, but... You get those people that you can just give that extra bit of kindness to, and it
goes
does them good.
Yeah, probably made her day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's I think it's important, especially in these kind of metro areas.
Yeah.
The larger the city, the more you should try and be polite and kind.
Yeah.
You know, being out in the middle of nowhere, you know, being distanced from each other, of course, that's going to be less and less. You should, of course, always go to be kind, but when your closest neighbor is, you know, 10 acres away, it's a little harder to, you know, keep up that communication.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, I found social graces, those social expectations have really gone by the wayside, especially when COVID was rising and everybody was social distancing and, you know, it did... in my opinion, create a lot of social division for people, and they kind of lost that social etiquette and that social graces that a lot of people had very traditionally growing up.
Well, that's what I was, exactly with the 10 acres thing. Like,
yeah.
It, except instead of that, you were just confined to your area.
Right.
But it's the same premise. It's out of sight, out of mind. You know, these people are distanced from yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
It's it makes it that much more difficult.
Definitely.
It's not a second thought anymore.
Yeah.
Know? It's,
yep.
But now that everything here is pretty much back to normal from what I can tell.
Seems like it.
Neighbors have told me that, you know, it pretty picked up pretty quick. Basically once the colleges around here started opening back up normal, everyone else followed suit. So that was the big thing for here. That was before I actually moved here, like right before. But it worked out pretty well. The timing again worked out really, really well for my move and your move.
Yeah.
And your move.
And tomorrow is Easter Sunday.
Yes.
And we're going to take you to the graveyard to see the Pabst founder.
Yeah.
Because you want to shoot some video and hopefully get it submitted to the Hollywood Graveyard YouTube channel.
Yes. Yes.
And then I'm going to drag Luke to see the Fawn statue because he doesn't want to, but I would like to see that.
He missed out on his last opportunity
to go. I dodged it last time.
Can't dodge it this time.
Yeah. And we're going to do dinner,
We're
going to have a nice Easter dinner.
Yeah, have a nice relaxing Sunday. And then Monday we drive home and back to work on Tuesday.
Back to work on Tuesday.
And then this comes out on the following Thursday.
Okay.
And other than that, I think that's pretty much it for this episode.
I think so.
Yes, yeah. That was International Love for all you lovely listeners out there in podcast land. So until next time, take care of yourselves and each other, and remember,
no matter what your sexual preference, true love is still the ultimate fantasy.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Soul Forge podcast. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we hope you'll tune in again next time. Remember that you can visit soulforgepodcast.com for all of our social media links. And don't forget to share the show with everyone you know. The Soul Forge podcast is your best source for living your best life.
Think about it.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network. Your station for all things geek.